Hello, everybody, and welcome to the State of State Schools podcast. I'm your host, John Stamper, Christian author, former homeschooler, and former public school teacher. If you're a homeschool family looking for information, resources, or encouragement, or if you want to pull back the curtain and know what's really going on inside public schools, this podcast is for you. Thanks for listening. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 76. In this episode, I'll be discussing UNESCO. What is UNESCO? The 2030 Agenda. What is that? And how do these two things impact the United States? Also, what are Sustainable Development Goals? In my last episode, I talked about worldview and how it applies to all areas of life, including homeschooling and education in general. I also mentioned a newer tactic that's being used by organizations like UNESCO, whose goal is to control education, and by that I mean all education in the world, a globalist agenda. And that tactic is to claim that a quote-unquote free, public, and compulsory education is a human right for all children. Not just that children receive an education, but it must be an education in compliance with, quote-unquote, universal standards. That's where all nations and all people of the earth learn the same things that are approved by the globalist elite. But how could something so large and worldwide even be monitored? How can UNESCO, or the state for that matter, monitor what I'm teaching my children inside my own home? Well, UNESCO has what's called a Global Education Monitoring System or process that's already in place and in use. So your homeschool would be monitored because you'd be required to register your children with the state or local public school, even though you're homeschooling. And that means you'd be subject to home inspections, interviews, audits, and compliance with government regulation. For example, let's say a homeschool family chooses not to implement universal standards, or they choose not to register their children with the state or local public schools. Then those parents would be violating their child's human rights, according to groups like UNESCO. What happens after that? I'm not sure, but it wouldn't be good. Now, I touched on this in my last episode when I discussed the New York Times article that pushed for state control of homeschooling, among many other things. I also talked about a bill that was proposed last year in my home state of Illinois, House Bill 2827, the Homeschool Act, which would have required homeschool families to register their children with the local public schools. And the whole point of that was so the state could send a random state employee into your home to do an audit of your home, to investigate what you're teaching your children, to determine whether or not it's acceptable in the eyes of the state, and to decide whether or not you, the parents, are violating your child's human rights by not teaching them a globalist agenda. One of the biggest, most influential organizations driving this type of movement is UNESCO. It undermines parents, it undermines the sanctity of the family unit, and in effect, it places the state as the highest authority, not just in education, but in all areas of life, as we'll see. And as I talked about in my previous episode, this is all the result of a particular worldview, one where government or the state replaces God, prosperity is to be shared equally among all citizens of Earth, which will theoretically end world hunger and end all forms of poverty, and parents and children only exist to serve the state and protect the earth. But the idea is that UNESCO, which is just part of the UN, wants to create this global collectivist utopia. And one way to do that is by bringing all education under their umbrella of control so that all people will learn the same things and do as they're told. That's the worldview of this particular group. But contrast that with a biblical worldview, where God Almighty is the creator of the universe, who gave mankind dominion over the earth. A worldview in which God gives children to their parents, and parents have the duty of raising and guiding the education of their own children. So these two worldviews are complete opposites. But remember what Jesus said about God's word. Jesus said in John 17:17, "Your word is truth." Now, the more you learn about this issue, the more you'll see how it's already impacting our society and has been for a long time. So I think we need to understand more about this globalist organization called UNESCO and how they can influence and have been influencing education in America. And I'm not just talking about public schools. I'm especially talking about homeschooling and even private schooling here. So what is UNESCO? Well, we have to start with the UN, the United Nations. There are 193 member states in the UN, and the USA is one of them, and we happen to fund almost a quarter of the UN's budget. But back in 2015, the UN came up with what's called the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And in 2015, under the Obama administration, the U.S. endorsed it. So the U.S. is on board with the 2030 Agenda. So what is the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development? Well, the UN's vision of this 2030 Agenda, in their own words, is to create, quote, "a world free of poverty, hunger, disease, and want, where all life can thrive, a world free of fear and violence." That sounds pretty good, right? I mean, could you imagine a world free of fear, free of disease, free of hunger? And the UN is promising to deliver this. It's quite a claim. But I do find this interesting because I don't believe any of this is even possible. I mean, eradicating poverty, disease, fear from the world. Because as long as there is sin in the world, there will be poverty, there will be sickness, there will be death, etc. And I believe this because I have a biblical worldview. And the Bible teaches that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. And that only through Christ can we be forgiven, saved, cleansed, redeemed. And only when Christ is ruling and reigning on this earth will there be an end to hunger, poverty, disease, fear, etc. But someone who does not view the world through a biblical lens would likely disagree with me. Now, you might say, but shouldn't we still try to end hunger and end poverty? Wouldn't that be a good thing? Well, of course. The Bible teaches we're to love our neighbor as ourselves, to care for the poor. But those are roles of the individual in the church, and our actions taken according to our own free will and our own conscience, not government coercion. Plus, like I said, we're dealing with all of humanity and human nature. And most importantly, we're dealing with sin nature. So ending world hunger is something that's not attainable until Christ is ruling and reigning on the earth. But the UN believes, or claims to believe, it can actually achieve all of this, that it can actually end hunger, end poverty, end disease, and fear worldwide. Not only that, but they believe they can do it by the year 2030. That's 4 years from now, less than 4 years. And they actually have a plan in place to reach their goals. It's a plan that consists of 17 goals, or what they call their sustainable development goals. So what are these 17 goals? Well, in their own words, the UN says the 2030 Agenda Sustainable Development Goals, quote, "demonstrate the scale and ambition of this new universal agenda." So they make no bones about it. This is for the whole world to adopt. Now, the goals sound nice and all, but they're really only attainable, theoretically, in a communist utopia, which they intend to create, which has been tried before and doesn't work. For example, if you've heard me talk about Robert Owen and his failed communist utopia in New Harmony, Indiana, and how that basically became the model for our public school system in America, then you know a communist utopia isn't a good idea. So here are the 17 sustainable development goals that the UN has come up with to accomplish their 2030 agenda. And again, the USA has endorsed this. here they are. Goal number one, no poverty. Number two, zero hunger. Number three, good health and well-being. Number four, quality education. Number five, gender equality. Six, clean water and sanitation. Seven, affordable and clean energy. Eight, decent work and economic growth. Nine, industry, innovation, and infrastructure. 10, reduced inequalities. 11, sustainable cities and communities. 12, responsible consumption and production. 13, climate action or combating climate change. 14, life below water. 15, life on land. 16, peace, justice, strong institutions. And 17, partnerships for the goals. So, like I said, most of these goals sound nice on the surface, right? End hunger, end poverty, promote justice, equality, etc. But again, none of this accounts for human nature and the fact that sin exists in the world. And what history proves is that these types of communist, utopian aspirations are only achieved by force and authoritarianism. And the UN and its 193 member states, including the US, are totally committed to this plan. Their own document says, quote, "We resolve between now and 2030 to end poverty and hunger everywhere, to combat inequalities within and among countries, to build peaceful, just, and inclusive societies, to protect human rights, promote gender equality, and the empowerment of women and girls, and to ensure the lasting protection of the planet and its natural resources. We resolve also to create conditions for sustainable, inclusive, and sustained economic growth, shared prosperity, and decent work for all," end quote. So, there will be no poverty or hunger in the world. They will build peaceful societies and implement, quote unquote, shared prosperity among nations. That's quite a claim. Let me ask you, how do you feel about sharing your prosperity? Meaning, you work every day of your life, and some state or government entity gives your money to someone else, anywhere in the world, at their discretion. Now, if we've learned anything from history, it's that big governments are not reliable, they're not competent, and they're not ethical when it comes to distributing other people's money. So that's a quick look at the UN and the 2030 agenda. But where does education fit into all this? How is UNESCO involved? Well, UNESCO is the education arm of the UN, and it stands for United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. Goal number four on that list of 17 I just read to you is the education goal, and that's where UNESCO is mostly involved. But how? How do UNESCO and the 2030 Agenda impact the United States? Well, Sustainable Development Goal number four, which is the education goal of the 2030 Agenda, is to ensure that all learners acquire the knowledge and skills needed to promote sustainable development, including global citizenship. That's a direct quote. So in their own words, the goal of education is to, quote, promote sustainable development and global citizenship, right? The focus is on the 2030 agenda. Also, goal number 17 on that list is focused on partnerships and collaborations with states, governments, universities, research centers, NGOs. And these partnerships, in these partnerships, UNESCO provides teacher trainings, things I'm very familiar with. They also provide its global education monitoring process, which monitors global data. I mentioned this a few minutes ago. In the preamble of this 2030 agenda, it says about their partnerships, quote, "We are determined to mobilize the means required to implement this agenda. We are determined to mobilize the means required to implement this agenda through a revitalized global partnership for sustainable development, based on a spirit of strengthened global solidarity, focused in particular on the needs of the poorest and the most vulnerable, and with the participation of all countries, all stakeholders, and all people," end quote. So in the spirit of global solidarity and with the participation of all people, they will use whatever means necessary to implement this agenda. Remember, The U.S. in 2015 under Obama endorsed all of this and agreed to participate. So if I had to sum up the main points here, they would be, number one, if you're a homeschool family, be aware of and push back against any legislation that requires you to register your children with the state or local public schools. Their defense will be that it's all about safety, quality education, providing resources. But that's just the camel's nose peeking in the tent. And it won't be long before parents lose all autonomy and are required to turn their children over to the state for their education. Number two, I say the word globalist a lot. But know that these issues are, or soon could be, impacting small towns and families all over the country, not just overseas. Like I mentioned, Illinois last year was this close to adopting this type of state control in homeschooling. And Illinois is much more than just Chicago. Illinois is a big state full of small towns and families that want to protect their children from a failed and destructive government education system. And number three, finally, look into UNESCO for yourself. Read up on the UN's 2030 agenda. Use the resources I provided on this episode's page. And when you look at these documents and these initiatives, keep in mind the differences in worldview that I pointed out earlier. And finally, Luke 6:40 says, "A student is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher." So when it comes down to it, it all boils down to, who do you want influencing your children? Who do you want your children to be like? You or some perfect stranger at a local public school who most likely doesn't share your values or worldview? Your children will form opinions and beliefs at some point. So who or what do you want shaping those beliefs? Do you want their education to be completely without God and the Bible, without truth? Do you want them taught that humans are a plague on Mother Earth and that our only hope is to create, by government force, a collectivist utopia? Things to think about, but that's all I have for you in this episode. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.